I suppose we should really talk now about your own personal memories of the business. Were you both visiting it from a very young age?
Yes, we were. It wasn't till the outbreak of the Second World War in 1939 that we assisted, and we were old enough to assist in the business, because some staff that my father employed initially weren't available, and so that's our one of my earliest memories of the realization that my father was a confectioner was that when he came home from work in the evening, despite the fact that he must have washed his hands before he came home, we would ask if we could smell his hands. And sometimes we were able to pick what particular sweet he'd been manufacturing that day. And of course this was quite a great delight when we could pick the right one, because it wasn't only boiled sweets that he made. He made sometimes small chocolates like the raisin clusters and peanut clusters, which were all made by hand by dipping a few raisins or peanuts in a tray of molten chocolate and dipping them out and putting them on a tray, and that's how they were made, one by one. So very laborious process.
Yes, my father always smelt of confectionery, and people, especially women, used to like meeting my father, I think, partly because he smelt so nice.
Did having a father who was running such a well-known business in Wellington, and especially to do with sweets and lollies, did this give you a certain status among your childhood friends? I mean, were you?
I don't think so. Some, of course, thought it would be wonderful to be to have a father who was a confectioner. But I don't think we thought this was anything terribly special. Mm-hmm. And of course we worked in the shop and in the factory after school, during the war particularly, because during the war the hours in which the shop was open were drastically reduced. As Ron mentioned earlier, before the war it was open 72 hours a week. Once the war started, because of the restriction of the amount of sugar that was available, my father just couldn't sell enough sweets because he didn't have enough sugar to make enough sweets for the shop to be open all week. So the hours were reduced to 12 a week. We weren't open at all on Mondays and Tuesdays. Wednesdays, Thursdays and Fridays we were open in the afternoon from 2 to 5:30, and on Friday nights to 9 o'clock. And during those restricted hours in which the shop was open, we could sell all that my father could manufacture during the week. Mm.
There was sometimes a queue in Manor Street outside the shop waiting for the 2 o'clock opening, because certain lines, as they were called, of confectionery would run out very quickly. And so the people who had particular interest in a particular type of confection would come in knowing that if they didn't get there early, they might miss out. Mm. So that was quite a remarkable factor. And I also remember my father saying, after the business closed, that at one stage the turnover of the business opening 12 hours a week was greater than it was at 72 hours a week.
Yes.
But of course this was partly because when the American Marines arrived in New Zealand in about 1942, they were also extremely keen on candy, as they called it, and they would be into the shop as soon as possible. Boxes of chocolates, I think, were rarely available then because they would have been imported from Britain, like Cadbury's, Nestle's, and so on. But of course, they wanted to buy presentations of confectionery to take to a girlfriend.
Do you know where the sugar was sourced from? I mean, it would have been huge requirements for very large amounts of sugar.
Yeah. I don't know. I suspect Fiji, but...
Yes, I think probably Fiji. Mm. And Jim and I remember also that just before the outbreak of war, my father could see the war coming, and he stocked up on sugar as much as he could before the rationing took place because he was aware that that might happen. And we were involved in helping store some of this sugar, which came in 70-pound bags, up on the first floor, and we had to hump these sacks, which were quite heavy for us when we were small. And there was a lift available in the building to take them up. But that's how I think he lasted for quite a while without running out completely. Rationing was quite severe, as many people will remember, for all sorts of things besides sugar.